I am super excited about starting middle school, but it's kind of scary at the same time. I'm really excited to start after-school stuff this year. I think I'm going to do basketball, track, and choir. You're my biggest fan, so I'm hoping you can come support me and cheer me on. I just feel like that for me to be the best I can be, I need your encouragement.
I love when the students I coach want to win. I want to win too. But their experience here isn't just about how much they win or lose. I want your students to develop leadership skills and improve in their sport or activity. Education-based activities are here to teach your students about respect, integrity, and sportsmanship. Middle school is a different and often difficult time in a student's life. I want your student to explore new things, make new friends, and learn about healthy lifestyles and competition. I want to help them learn new skills and help build their self-esteem. I want you involved, but you and I also want to help your student learn to advocate for themselves.
As the activities director, I'm working with all of the coaches to try to make your students' experience enriching and educational. We're trying to create a great experience for all activities, from volleyball to track to band. We're going to need your help. You can help by making sure you complete all your students' paperwork to participate in a timely manner, by supporting them by participating in booster activities, or by posting positive support of your students' group on social media.
I'm not just there to enforce the rules of the game, but also to ensure safety and teach mutual respect. I encourage all parents to know the rules of the game and to cheer on their student and their team.
My teammates and I are just trying to have fun together. We need you to cheer us on and keep it positive. Keep it under control during the game. Please don't yell at the officials, my coaches, at me, or at my teammates. We're all out there doing our best.
This is just a part-time job for me. I'm a member of your community, and I'm here to help the kids. I'm here to facilitate a fair game. Using insulting language or gestures towards me or any other official is not acceptable behavior and is often just embarrassing and frustrating for your student and the rest of the team. It's best to never criticize or talk to officials before, during, or after the game.
Your behavior directly impacts your student's experience. There are lots of ways you can damage what should be a positive experience for them. Don't criticize coaches, officials, or students in person or on social media. Don't discredit the school or the school community. And if you ever feel like you want to confront a coach, take some time to collect your thoughts and allow yourself to settle before you do. If after 24 hours you still feel like you need to address an issue, call or email to schedule an appointment.
Parents should make sure they know what the school and coach's communication policy is. As the coach, I will set up meetings to talk with you, but you should help your student learn to advocate for themselves and set up meetings with me as well. It might be better to trust them to build communication skills and demonstrate maturity and leadership to me. If we meet, I will talk to you about your student and your concerns, but I will never talk about another student.
Listen, I know that when you're watching your student compete, you're going through a range of emotions, but I need you to keep your behavior positive. Poor behavior negatively affects the participating students and can damage your relationship with your student.
I'm trying to keep students motivated and excited to be part of a team, to create an enjoyable and rewarding experience. To do that, I need you to control behavior in the stands to keep your students' experience a positive one. For some parents, it takes some discipline. It's not always easy, but it'll be worth it for your student.
Everyone makes mistakes. Me, my teammates, even the officials. Just be positive and stay positive. Competition and performance add enough pressure. Please don't add any more. When we go home after an event, I just need you to listen to me and support me, no matter if I won or lost. I just need you to be my biggest fan.
It's going to take all of us.
We can't do it without you.
Together, we can create a positive middle school experience.
For all of us.